Hi, and welcome to MFR Farming for Thursday with me, Richard Jones. And today, as far as red meat goes, it's good news for farmers, but not so good if you're a meat processor. The Aberdeen and Northern Marts Meat Division reports that it has been struggling to pass on the huge increases in the cost of cattle to the buyers of processed meat. They reckon that £250 is the average extra cost per beef animal on the hoof, and that's turned the 2010 profit into a loss this year. But on the other hand, the higher sale cost of cattle has helped lift margins on the auction side of A&M's business. And staying with red meat, NFU Scotland has welcomed signs that both the national Scottish beef herd and sheep flock are showing signs of stabilising numbers after several years of decline. NFU officials put the stabilisation in numbers down to higher sale prices, and although input costs of feed, fuel and fertiliser are all up, the more efficient beef and sheep producers are getting positive margins after years of decline. We'll have more of the detail on that story tomorrow, but also in the news today, there are notes from a couple of our local accountants to remind us to get online returns to HM Revenue and Customs completed in plenty of time. 31st of January is the deadline, but a staggering 1.5 million taxpayers filed late last January. Even if no tax is due, the standard penalties are £100, and by my reckoning, that's £150 million extra going to the taxman for no real need. Now, today there's a worrying report out that Scottish fishermen could be facing a limit of only actually being able to fish for an 8-day month. Negotiations open today in Brussels on fishing quotas for 2012. Here's MEP Ian Houghton.
I think our industry would be right to feel betrayed if this kind of proposal survives intact. But this is a proposal by bureaucrats, and it's up to ministers round the table to come out with hopefully a sensible proposal. And the challenge is, of course, for Scotland, while Richard Lochhead will be in attendance, that the last word on negotiating tactics usually rests with the UK minister, whose weight this week is not exactly at its most strong.
And Ian referring there to David Cameron's falling out with the EU last week. And we'll follow the progress of those potentially damaging proposals to cut fishing days to 4 in a fortnight in those current quota negotiations. But I'll be back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40, with more MFR Farming.